Welcome to the ES Advantage Podcast, the place where we introduce you to some of the many people in the trucking industry who are discovering greater levels of success in trucking by utilizing the ES Advantage program. During this edition of the podcast, you'll meet Deb Carter, a veteran owner-operator who will discuss her career in trucking and how the ES Advantage is making a difference in the operation of her trucking business. In a moment, we'll get things started by talking about the overall program with two members of the ES Advantage team, Jeff Reese and April Holland. Now, before we get started with our interviews, we'd like to spend a moment talking to you about the ES Advantage program. Are you an owner-operator or a trucking business owner looking to make your operation more efficient and more profitable? The ES Advantage program, with its experienced network of services and support, offers the right solutions that can strengthen most any trucking business. Through the ES Advantage, participants will enjoy the benefits of the savings they see on a host of services that are vital to your trucking business. The ES Advantage also delivers savings on insurance, maintenance, and tires. Ongoing safety training for people behind the wheel is another featured offering within the program. Participants of the ES Advantage can also utilize the back office and business support services available through the program. ES Advantage participants have access to legal services as well as tax, accounting, and business advisory services. The ES Advantage also features one of the best fuel networks in the trucking industry. The ES Advantage provides owner-operators and trucking business owners with a comprehensive set of service offerings that place program participants in a position to enjoy a greater level of success in trucking. You can learn more about the ES Advantage program by calling this toll-free number, 866-811-3033. That number again, 866-811-3033. Now it's time to take you to our conversation with Jeff Reese and April Holland, two members of the ES Advantage team.
It's great to have you guys here as we talk about the ES Advantage. How are you doing today?
Doing great. We're super excited to be here.
All right. Well, before we get into the details on the ES Advantage program, I'd like for you to give our listeners a little bit of background on yourselves. Specifically, I'd like for you to talk about your experience and how you came to ES. In April, since we've talked before, let's start with you.
Well, thank you, Greg. Just a little bit of background. I have spent years in sales and management and customer relations. I actually came on to ES back in 2006. So I've actually got a lot of my experiences and stuff through here over the past 14 and a half years, been through a lot of the different departments with them and the growth of the company and everything and bringing new things to people. A lot of my background is actually here with Expediter Services.
Specifically your background in trucking, because as you said, you had experience outside of trucking. You've had a chance to work in the industry and work with ES. Talk to us a little bit about what makes the company special. And when we look at that, what does that do in terms of the services that you're able to reach out to people with?
I would say probably the most important thing that makes Expediter Services important to me and stand out to me as an employee of the company is what they stand for and what they do for the individual owner, operator, small fleet owners out there, because we're providing something that benefits them. And that gives a great satisfaction to us here in the company to work for someone like that that is actually trying to help the trucker out there.
Well, Jeff, what April just shared with us is a great transition to speaking with you, because I know that you are one of the newest additions to the ES team. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your position at ES, and what inspired you to join the company?
Well, thank you. Yes, I am new, a few months into the role here. I've actually spent about 20 years really consulting with transportation companies of all different sizes in different facets, from trailer leasing to truck leasing, as well as fuel card and financial technology. I've had a wide array of experience in those areas. And the one thing that you pick up on fairly quickly is when you're talking with some of these larger brokers and larger companies that have owner operators, you start to see how difficult it is for some of these guys to stay in business, or they're constantly flipping from one brokerage or one company to another, just always looking for something better. You come across that in my career, you don't think anything of it. As of the last 9 years, ES, Expediter Services, has been one of my customers. So they really had an effect on me just in understanding what's important to the small fleet owner, what's important to the individual owner or operator who is really trying to live the American dream. They want to run their own business. They want to be successful in that. Just the focus that ES has in driving bottom line savings, helping them manage their business in a more efficient way to really help them be successful and draw a profit off of their vehicle, as well as position them to grow their business if they want to. That really had an effect on me. And as the business has grown, they've gone into different verticals and looked at opening up different divisions to have different offerings out there for the small fleet and owner-operator community. That opened up an opportunity for me to come in as the director of sales and marketing over the ES Advantage program. So I'm super excited to be here to really take this from the ground up as we are putting together different offerings and putting together a package solution that we can actually consult with each owner-operator and each small fleet owner to come up with a solution that can help really drive bottom line savings as well as run their business more efficiently.
Now, Jeff, I'm glad you turned the focus to the ES Advantage, because I want to dive in a little bit further to what is happening with the ES Advantage right now. And I'd like for you and April to walk us through the different offerings that are available through the ES Advantage and what ES is doing out there for owner operators and independent contractors.
Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts. It's all exciting stuff as we are really listening to the community, listening to the owner operators that are calling in, the smaller fleets that are asking for help. We're able to produce a program that can really help them in the areas that they're impacted most. Some of those offerings would include shop discounts, tire discounts, legal services, online safety training, accounting services, fuel discounts, and several other as well. One of the real big things here is the fact that this is going to be an ever-evolving program. As we are continuing to listen to the community and listen to what they want, whether that's a discount program, some other additional service that maybe they just don't have time to do something, we're going to continue to reach out and find those relationships and bring solutions to the community.
So what I'm hearing here is that you guys are looking to be responsive to the needs of the owner-operators, independent contractors out here in the broader trucking industry. And I know that through the ES community, which has been around for now over 10 years, that has been a great place where folks have been able to utilize these services. So you're really broadening the reach of the community out in a broader sense. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. It all started with management services, and as the business continued to grow, there were relationships with vendors that we were able to leverage to drive some bottom line savings in certain areas to the ICs and to the owner operators. This is really an extension of that plus some.
So what I'd like to do right now is kind of walk people through the process a little bit. First of all, how are people, other than this podcast, learning about the ES Advantage? What plans do you have? When you first touch base with somebody about the ES Advantage, what happens?
Actually, we're going to reach these people in several different directions. We are reaching out to personally produce our own information where they're calling us direct. But we have a lot of customers also that are coming on board with us, and they are directing their customers to us, knowing that we have some options for them to help make their business a little bit more successful. As they come to us, no matter what direction they're coming to us from, when they're getting to us, they're getting to a team of people that know that they're accepting someone into their community. So they're bringing people in, and it's actually an exciting conversation that we get to have with these people, because we know that we are bringing them something extremely valuable. There's probably not much out there that people put much higher than the revenue that they can bring into themselves personally, because it helps their business, it helps their family. It just means a lot to them, and it also means a lot to them that there's someone out there that cares enough to actually go out and try to get these vendors and get them to work with us and see the value of these independent contractors and small fleet owners. A lot of them think they're getting, Greg, a opportunity of something that's too good to be true. So what we're here is to let them know that it is there, it is available to them, and if they will just put their trust in us, then we'll show them how to use that.
Jeff, the point that April just made is so important, and it's really a hurdle, I think, that ES has to overcome pretty much in anything it has in the marketplace, because ES is true to its word. ES is real results, but there's so much out there in the marketplace, whether it's driver recruiting or this offer, that offer. There's so many things out there that professional drivers, particularly owner operators, independent contractors here, they're like, oh, that can't be possible. I'm sure for you, having worked with ES on the outside for nearly a decade, now coming into this, you're able to work with folks and help people kind of overcome that hurdle, I would think.
Yes, it is very unfortunate. The smaller fleets, the independent carriers, the owner operators, they're jaded. They've had bad experiences, and they automatically default to, if it's too good to be true, then it probably is. But it is true. That has been a hurdle that we've had to really work on gaining their trust. And a lot of that is really just treating them like we would want to be treated, making sure that they understand that this isn't a one sell and we're done type thing. This is a service that we're providing. And I like to say that the ES Advantage isn't just a discount program. The ES Advantage is an experience, and it's something that's going to be ongoing. These drivers are going to be able to have somebody that they can call, and that will call them when we have new products and services available to offer up to them, to tell them what else is going on in the industry, what's going on in the market. Here's what we've been hearing. Would this be beneficial to you? We've got this available now. That type of proactive relationship that we will have with these drivers and with these owners.
And April, as you've been with ES now for nearly 14 years, when I think about the ES Advantage, when I first heard that, Jeff talking about the experience is right on point. I also think about the ES Advantage being your people, because you mentioned it a moment ago. Your folks are very invested in the success of the people in your programs. I think that really shows in how they work with them.
It does. It comes through. I mean, the team, they know that what they have is real. They know how beneficial it is to this person. When they see somebody come on, buy into the idea, begin their savings, and they're watching. And when these people are saving, they are so excited. You would have thought that they were going to get some extra pay for that.
And these are your people, right, that are watching folks that are saving?
Yes, sir. They're as excited, I think, as the people getting the savings, because it's like almost a party when they see that someone has done really well. And it excites them and helps them to encourage the next person that comes along. It's a great experience, actually, to be involved with.
Then it gets back to your folks believing in what you guys are doing, because what you guys are doing is real. You're making a real difference for people. Unfortunately, in the marketing of trucking, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, as we talked about. The difference with ES is that you guys do what you say, and the results are seen not only by the participants in the program, but by the ES team that is working with people in the program.
That's correct.
And that brings us to an example that we wanted to share in the podcast. We're about to share some comments from Deb Carter. She's an owner-operator running a single truck operation, Matriarch Transportation Systems, out of Michigan. She was one of the folks that was referred to you guys through one of the associations that you work with. You had Mary, who was reaching out to her, and Mary kept contacting her, wasn't pressuring her at all, but she was just saying, hey, you need to try this. I'll let you guys kind of pick up the story, and then we'll hear from Deb.
Yeah, we did. Deb came on from one of our vendors or one of our associations. She was, like most of them out there, she was very skeptical. At first, really didn't want to talk to us, telling us, no, she'll pass. It's not for her. It's really hard to see somebody walk away from something that you know is going to be an extreme beneficial to them. So Mary just kept lightly touching Deborah and just leaving messages like, Deborah, we don't want to see you miss out on this. So finally, she had gotten Deb to the point where Deb was going to reach out there and do that. And there's been others like this that we're doing, and we've had people that have come on the same time that we got Deb that have not made this decision yet. But I think that probably us hearing from Deb and her personal experience is going to be able to reach some of those to say, hey, maybe this thing is right. Maybe this thing can help me. So I think I'm hoping very much that once they hear Deb and her story, that they will reach out to us and say, hey, we want that too.
April, you set it up perfectly. Let's hear from Deb Carter. How did you get involved with the trucking industry, and how long have you been an owner-operator?
I got involved with the trucking industry because my stepdad was a truck driver. He taught me how to drive and I fell in love. I tried to do the girly jobs and they just weren't working for me. So I went ahead and got my license and started driving. I've been driving for about 15 years and have been owner operator for just under 7.
Very good. What inspired you to become an owner operator? And tell us a little bit about your current operation.
I thought I would be further ahead being an owner-operator. At the point in time I decided to buy my truck, I wasn't getting the hours I needed. I thought, well, the boss can afford to go on vacation, so if I get my own truck, I'll make more money and I'll be able to go on vacation. Needless to say, that doesn't always work out the way you think it will. As you know, when you become an owner-operator, you work a lot harder than if you are just a company driver.
Exactly, because you're owning a business at that point. So tell us a little bit about what support systems did you have set up, or were you just kind of going it on your own?
I just went ahead and got my own authority. I worked the load boards until I got to the point where the brokers knew who I was and that I was dependable. And now they call me, so I don't have to work the load boards so much anymore.
Basically doing it very independently, correct?
Yeah, I do everything myself. I build my own loads. Anything I can do work-wise on the truck, I try to do myself.
Deborah, recently, as I understand it, you found the ES Advantage program. What has been your initial experience with the program?
At first, I was very skeptical, but Mary there at ES talked to me and said, you know, give it a try. If you don't like it, you don't have to continue to use it. If you do like it, well, good deal. We're saving money and everybody's happy. And so I did. I did give it a try, and I have been saving money.
And I want to talk to you for a moment about your operation, because from talking to you before, it's a bit specialized because you're running primarily in Michigan. Is that right?
Yes, I do mostly inter-Michigan and some Michigan, Ohio, or Michigan, Indiana. But most of what I do is inter-Michigan right now.
And you're working in the automotive space, bringing parts into the plants. Is that correct?
Yeah, parts and racks.
So now you've had a chance to use the ES Advantage program. You've seen benefits from that program. As you're chatting with folks at the truck stops or at shipper locations, and you're comparing notes with other owner-operators, what are you saying when folks ask you about the ES Advantage program?
A lot of times I just tell them about my savings and the experience I've had and the fact that I'm a one-truck operation, but it's worth it.
And for you, being a single owner-operator, having that one-truck operation, having your own business, having access to the ES Advantage and having access to a network of support that ES provides, that's got to give you a pretty good feeling as you're going down the road.
Right. Yep. And they have a tire program also. I have not used their tire program yet, but when I'm ready to put new tires on, I know I'll be looking into it.
And for you, being an owner operator, working in an industry where you guys are bombarded with offers all the time, and there's always something that it sounds too good to be true. And I think that was probably your impression initially about the ES Advantage program. But to know that that program is something that's real, it's tangible, you're seeing results from, that's got to have a lot of value for you.
Yes, absolutely.
When you get into a program like this, can you talk for a second just about the people that are behind that program?
Speaking to Mary and encouraging me the way she did, I did decide to try it. And had I not spoken to her, I probably would not have. I would really be missing out.
When you hear somebody on the other end of the phone speak with that kind of conviction, that experience with Mary was what really convinced you to say, I need to try this.
Yep, she was very confident in what ES could offer. I don't know, she just has that personality that when you feel like you can trust the person you're speaking with, that makes a huge difference. And you really feel like they're being straight with you. They're not just trying to sell you down the road just to get you in. That was the difference there, was her confidence in the program itself. I'm talking to people all the time about the money that I'm saving and hopefully telling them my experience. That'll help them get a try at it and see that they can save money too.
Once again, that's Deb Carter joining us on this edition of the podcast. As we mentioned at the top of the podcast, and just before we heard from Deb, she's an owner-operator running out of Michigan. We're back now chatting with Jeff Reese and April Holland talking about the ES Advantage. Now, Jeff and April, after we had a chance to listen to Deb, I'm curious to know this. Are her observations typical of what you guys hear from owner-operators and independent contractors who give the ES Advantage a try?
Yes, Greg, they are. Even to the point that not only are they excited like Deb is about the savings and all of the advantages that we do have to offer her as an owner-operator, they are so excited that they are referring their friends to us, not on a very small scale, but on a large scale. We're getting several referrals a day of people that they are just out talking to and say, hey, I know it sounds too good to be true, but you guys have got to try this. The new people will call us and they'll say, hey, I want what they have. And we have not had one person say, you know what, this is just not working for me. I'm not going to do this. Everyone who actually will take the opportunity to do this, they are extremely excited about it. And we do get lots of referrals from that excitement.
Jeff, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yes, I think a lot of this goes back to just the ES Advantage being not only a program that provides savings, but also the experience. The team has really taken the time to get to know these drivers and these owner-operators. As a result, developed a relationship and developed trust. And when that happens, you want to share that with your friends. You want them to see the same benefits and the same advantages that you're having. You want them to be as successful as you are. We are seeing that. And April, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that more of our growth has actually come from the referrals than it has any other effort that we've got going on right now.
It has. That's the largest part of our growth.
So Jeff and April, we've been talking at the moment about referrals. And earlier we talked about some of the other outreaches that you're doing to the market. But let's talk a little bit about when people first contact you. What is that first conversation like? And what does your team emphasize?
The first conversation, Greg, is going to be what an advantage that we do have. That's why the name reflects the ES Advantage. Because Jeff was able to reach out there and see that we have offerings. Everybody has offerings, but not necessarily all offerings are an advantage to someone. This is actually an advantage program to them. In our first conversations, we're letting them know that because there's so much that we do have to offer them that is going to be an advantage to them. But we also let them know that not only are we offering you a product, we're offering you a community. We're offering you a place to belong, and we're offering you trust and stability. I think with the way that the team approaches that with each individual person, that they're able to buy into that. And I think that that's why we're getting the referrals that we are getting, because they are buying into the fact that the team truly believes that they're there to help them and that they become a part of what we are. And everything that we have, we want for them as well.
And Jeff, you and I both know, and our listeners now know, that April's been with ES for a number of years, and so she's seen the company grow. You're coming in with a perspective of you've worked with ES on the outside, but you've also been working across the industry for a while. Now that you are a part of the ES community and you see this, what can you tell us about how you view the ES Advantage?
The ES Advantage, I think it's a super beneficial program on a lot of different levels. One of those being we're creating a one-stop shop so that anything that truly impacts your business as a transportation company, we're working to find ways to create savings and to create efficiencies. That's part of listening to the community and just always striving to make improvements and create more benefit for our community. In addition to that, too, as far as the ES Advantage experience is concerned, I think that being able to have points of contact to reach out to and points of contact who are proactively reaching out to you to keep you aware of what's going on is a huge advantage as well. There's so much time behind the steering wheel, behind the windshield, that you may not have time to check in. It's nice to know when something new's out there that might help you out. And really, the ES Advantage is going to allow our community to be more profitable, run more safe businesses, have a more stable company so that they can really realize success in trucking.
Well, Jeff and April, really enjoyed spending time with you and learning more about the ES Advantage. And as we wrap up our time on the podcast, I'd like for you guys to tell our listeners how they can connect with ES, how they can work with your team, and learn more about the ES Advantage.
We've really enjoyed being here today, and we appreciate your time with this. In order to reach us, you can contact one of our team members to talk through and have a consultative conversation. The number is 866-811-3033. Again, that's 866-811-3033. We also have a website, es-advantage.com, that you can go to get an overview. And you can also reach us by email at esadvantage@expeditorservices.com.
And we look forward to hearing from everyone. We would love to see you take advantage of this program and really help your business.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the ES Advantage podcast. As we mentioned at the top of the podcast, the ES Advantage has been designed to help trucking business owners make their operations more efficient and more profitable. The ES Advantage program, with its experienced network of services and support, offers the right solutions that can strengthen almost any trucking business. Through the ES Advantage, participants will enjoy the benefits of the savings they see on a host of services that are vital to your trucking business. When you look at the full scope of your needs within a highly competitive industry, the ES Advantage provides owner-operators and trucking business owners with a comprehensive set of service offerings that place program participants in a position to enjoy a greater level of success in trucking. You can learn more about the ES Advantage program by calling this toll-free number, 866-811-3033. That number again, 866-811-3033. Make that call that can deliver the difference-making advantage that you need on the road today. Call 866-811-3033 for the ES Advantage.